Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
We're going through boomer complaints, as they're known, and seeing which ones apply. So far, Hot Wings and I turning the clocks back. We're not actually boomers yet anyway.
Well, and we never will be boomers.
Right.
Like, that's a generation, but at some point it'll be obnoxious Xers, I guess.
The two oldest on the show have the fewest because you're Gen X. We're the generation of change. We've watched phones go from tethered to the wall to credit card-sized devices. We were the remote for tube TVs that had a 12-inch screen and a 1,000-pound wooden credenza. Now the credit card-sized devices can control the 56-inch thin-as-a-Pop-Tart screen that's mounted to our wall. Gen X, the epitome of flexibility and understanding. That's
agreed.
Us.
Yep. Agreed.
Oh, wait, where was the line about, we left the house in the morning, didn't come back till the streetlights came on?
Well, we have thin TVs.
But we didn't.
We had thick TVs, Maitland.
We had thick TVs. Now we have thin ones.
I think that's why
we
appreciate them so much.
We know revolutionary change.
Yeah, we appreciate it so much.
Nothing's changed during your lifetime at all.
Oh, no. No. I just keep living through unprecedented times.
Right.
One day, they'll be precedented again.
Probably. That's how precedent goes.
Yeah.
All right. Number 13 so far. The younger you are, the more boomer you are on this show.
Mm-hmm.
When apparently, someone with more than 10 items is in the 10 items or less line.
Oh, I hate that.
Yes. And it should be 10 items or fewer.
Oh, you have a problem with the
grammar.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm indifferent to that one.
Yeah, I only notice that one if it's really obvious.
It'd have to be egregious.
But very few places have that anymore. Now it's like there's so many self-checkouts that it doesn't really matter.
That's
so
my
much
bigger
now
problem. I don't work for the grocery store. Why? Like when they say, oh, you can go into self-checkout, and I just look at them and say, no, thank you. I don't work here.
So you never use it?
I do if I have to.
Like if you know it's going to be an hour for one and 10 minutes for the other?
I don't want to.
I used to be, my first job was a bagger at a grocery store, and same. I loved that job. But I now hate when I'm getting groceries and I see a bagger come up because I bring my own bags. I have a very specific, it's not a very specific way. I just am picky about it. But
isn't I'm like, that what specific is?
Yeah.
That sounds
right. I don't know. I'm picky about how my bags are groceried. So
I get more fussy if
it's. You mean how your groceries are bagged?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or your bags are grocery. I mean, either way works.
I get more fussy if I go into a checkout line and it's self-checkout and somebody has a ton of stuff and they take forever because they don't really know how to do certain things. So then they have to call somebody over and it's like, okay, obviously there's 10 other checkout lines for self-checkout these days, but that for whatever reason, I just look at them and think, why don't you just wait in line? If I've got a whole cart full, I'm not going through self-checkout, even if I could be efficient about
right
it. Like, but the 10 items or less, meh.
Hot Wings, I know you're taking on one on this one.
Okay. Maybe.
Bright headlights. The most boomer complaint of all time is what it says underneath it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fact. I think, yeah.
That's a fact.
I think
if you had asked me.
No, it's a fact that I don't like them.
Okay.
If Hot Wings hadn't brought this to my attention, if you had said, what's the biggest change in headlights in the last 20 years? I would have said, are there more of them? Oh.
Plastic
just don't notice.
No, no, it's the shift to LED.
Halogen?
It's a much more targeted brightness. And I'm not the, like, there have been thousands of news articles written about how
thousands
bright the
no one suggested
are
you were the only one.
Yeah.
I'm just suggesting that I'm indifferent and it's your passion project.
Yeah, I find them very blinding, especially when it's raining.
We finally found the thing Hot Wings would march for.
Yeah.
There was a 1,000-person headlight march. Hot Wings would finally be like, I think it's time I take action.
Well, and now, like, I have a truck that has those as well, and I'm self-conscious about how bright they are now.
Mm-hmm,
and I don't like, and I'm distrusting of the auto on off feature of the brightness because I'm like,
distrusting. Was it going to steal your identity?
No, I hate it when they don't go off in time and then somebody flashes their brights at me and then I feel like a jerk.
Mm.
Like, dang it, man. or when they start flicking on and off because it's they get confused with like street lights and stuff.
That happened.
Steve, I don't like this.
Were you still awake when we were driving in the UP and Hot Wings? Because he was driving my car and it had the auto headlights on. And he goes, why are you flashing me? My lights aren't on bright. And then about 5 seconds later, maybe 10, Hot Wings says, I bet you they have auto lights too. And they were just doing it and I was doing it. And now we're all mad.
I think that I've been flashed at before. And I go, and now I realize since I have them, I go, oh, I bet that wasn't even them doing that to me. It was just their car confused because I'm like, screw you, man. Mine aren't on.
This next one. When people park on the street instead of in their own driveway.
What? Why do you care?
I don't care.
I don't care unless it's in a really stupid spot to park or if they're impeding traffic. But otherwise, yeah, I guess I just don't care.
This one's sort of redundant to the app one. When you have to create an account for anything. Like to buy a sandwich, or like we said earlier, I'll take one for that one. I don't like that.
That's annoying.
This boomer complaint, when people add music to their Instagram posts. Quote, every pic you post on Instagram doesn't require music. Got the app too loud.
Whoa. What?
That's your phone, man. I mean, your phone is loud if it's loud.
Yeah, you can turn that down.
Yeah, there's a little mute button, but no, there's certain songs that go with the moment, or maybe if you're posting a photo dump from your weekend and there was one song that really stuck out to you all weekend, that you're like, this captures the vibe of the time that I had.
Mm-hmm. I kind of like the challenge of finding the perfect song for whatever stupid thing I'm posting.
Yeah, it reminds me of MySpace back in the day, because MySpace, you always had a page song that you had to choose, and so if you were MySpace kid like I was, and then went into the other world of Facebook and you didn't have the option of a profile song.
Right.
It bummed me out. I was like, man, every time you go to, and you could change it up as often as you wanted. And now that feature's kind of back for each individual post, I love it.
Yeah. I don't use it, but I have no care for other people.
And I think sometimes it adds to the joke. Or like if you're trying to make a joke in your caption, the song just kind of is another layer.
Yes. Bar soap is better than liquid soap. Boomer complaint 18.
Who's saying that?
I'm coming around to it.
I drop it. I don't like, what am I supposed to do now? It sucks.
Yeah.
Soap on a rope, man.
Soap on a rope. That used to be a thing. Oh, my God. Oh. Yes. In the 70s and 80s, soap on a rope.
And then they had soap shaped like the Pope, and it was Pope on the rope.
Yeah.
I don't want Pope him soap in my whole areas. Rope.
Soap on I mean, I, yeah, I'm perfectly fine with bar soap in the shower, I guess. But like at a sink or something, yeah, give me foam and hand soap. I don't want a bar. Who wants a bar?
I thought soap on a rope was just a funny way of talking about putting a bar of soap around your penis.
No, I don't think so.
No.
Maybe, I might be about to learn something.
Like your penis is the rope and the soap is on.
No.
The rope.
No, soap on a rope was a real thing. Like you could, it was like a holder and you could. Some of them came normal, but you could also put like a regular bar of soap into the holder and hang it from like you would like a fake loofah sponge or whatever, like right from the knobs. Like you just hang it so it wasn't, I don't know, laying around somewhere.
Did you have like an uncle who offered you soap on a rope as a gift and you were like, no way, weirdo?
No, I just whenever you watch movies or videos or whatever and somebody's got a bar of soap with a hole in the middle, you're like, what are you doing with that?
Well, they probably are doing that also.
Probably, yeah.
I feel like that's probably true.
What?
but the hole's really just to put a rope through and...
I guess so. I've never seen this soap with a hole.
I haven't either. That's all. I ain't never seen a hole in the middle of soap before.
No, the soap on a rope... My dad had a soap on the rope, but it was a regular bar of soap. It didn't have a hole in it.
Oh.
I don't...
Well, I don't know what side of the internet I've been on.
Yeah, I guess I don't know the ones you've been looking at.
Oh, hey, it is on a rope.
This one, boomer complaint from the audience. Car manuals used to have useful information. Now all it is warnings not to drink the contents of the battery and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Is that true?
No. I think
compare and contrast of old manuals and new manuals.
The newer manuals are smaller than they used to be, but that's because so much of information is available online, so you can look.
Yeah, you got to download an app for that. Oh, yeah, I gotta have a password.
You can look it up.
All right, this one has been around since before boomers were even a category. I remember my parents saying this. They predate boomers. They used to say this when I was a kid. TV shows are too quiet, and the ads are too loud.
Oh, that used to be a real thing. We learned that in broadcasting classes, that that was like an on-purpose thing that broadcasters and advertisers would do. They would tune it in just a way so that it sounded louder. Even if like you looked at a waveform and it wasn't louder,
mm-hmm.
they had it tuned in a way so that it would be like, God dang, man, these things are cutting through.
I think the theory was people are going to get up and go to the bathroom or go get a snack back mm-hmm. when you had to watch commercials.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So that, I mean, it was true. That wasn't a fake thing when you'd go, these are too loud.
Well, yeah. No, I don't, it is true.
Yeah.
But it's very boomer to complain about it.
Yeah.
Is what they're saying. Who's taking one on that one?
No.
No.
Mm-hmm. I don't notice it now. Maybe my hearing isn't as good. I think mine's already turned up too loud.
Number 20. There are too many subscriptions.
Agreed.
Yep. Yes. I should not have to subscribe to features that came on my car.
Yeah.
Like I just got a notification that two features that came on my car and I've had for 3 years now will be $100 a month if I want to keep them.
Yeah, I don't like that. I think something you bought and paid for, you should own.
Like you hear that about farmers trying to work on their tractors and the software is considered proprietary. And so that happens. And it happens. It's happening more and more in cars. There's subscriptions to everything.
Yeah, they're trying to do it in the automotive where you have to be a trained tech to work on it. Like you'll void your warranty if you work on your own car in any way.
Okay, we have 12 left. And no time, so we'll have to come back to it another time. Who finished with the most on boomer complaints you agree with? I have 6.
I have 7.
I have 7.
I have 7.
Maitland.
I have 10.
Yes! Okay, boomer.
Well, we've long suspected that you were a little bit of an old lady.
Yeah.
Look at that.